Stephen, David had alluded earlier about the group of people, as he called it, and David joined me here on this, a group of people that I have always believed to be higher than most world governments. Do you think that there's an organization out there like that, you, Stephen Quayle, that knows about some of the things you two are talking about right now?
Well, absolutely, George. Over the last 25 years of investigating and talking to these guys have had either religious conversions or have had a question of conscience clearing, and having talked to people who have been murdered over this issue, like the late Phil Schneider, etc., I think most people can't really imagine that there is a group of powerful individuals that are more than aware of ancient history, that are more than aware of what we are talking about, Dave and I are talking about, and have actually entered into the most base agreement with what would classically be called demons and alien spirits. And when I say demons, I'm talking about disembodied spirits. Now, to a lot of people, that sounds too remote. But again, I refer to the X-Files movie not because I'm trying to, you know, just wear out the point, but in that, as I have been told, as I have interviewed dozens of people that have come out of the spook world, the world of black projects, meaning secret projects, absolute scientific technology that's 100 years in advance of where we're told it is, they absolutely allude to it, and some of them are terrified. I have seen men who are bigger than big, tougher than tough, weep like little babies when they talk about the genetic experiments they've seen. They talk casually about the speed of some of the new flying ships that we have that absolutely defy modern understandings of physics. So I absolutely am convinced that they exist, and I believe that they are in cahoots with the same group, if you will, of fallen angels on one extreme that are going to bring about the ultimate battle, which is Armageddon.
Fallen angels. You believe fallen angels may have come from Mars, not the typical angels that we have all been known to believe.
Huh? Well, the word angel means messenger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the classic Renaissance presentation of angels is far from accurate, you know, or are the little cherubs, little wings that people put on their whatever mantles or whatever. The thing is that we're talking about biblically, we're talking about historically and mythically, beings of great strength, great wisdom, rebelling against the God, at least in the Christian and Jewish faith. And then we're talking even in mythology that you always have the head deity, and he's having to punish the rebellious under deities, and that's a mythological presentation throughout history. So I can only share this, that when we're talking about cataclysms, when we're talking about the end of days, not the end of life, but the end of this present age, and when we're talking about all these events, and as you, George, and Art have interviewed literally, what, thousands of people mm-hmm. in the UFO field, you know, we're seeing too many correlations and corresponding stories to say this is just everybody eating ice cream and pickles. And then when you get into the ancient realm and you see what Richard Hoagland has done in Mars and what David has done in Mars, again, Richard's got his aspect of it, David's got his aspect, but when you start to put it together, it paints almost the most unbelievable tapestry, yet you see science fiction alluding to it. And just so you know, I've been told by guys who came out of this world that you'd be surprised the people who are the head science fiction producers historically and even presently that have ties with, I would say, the group, and let's just call them the group.
Your take on the group, David Flynn?
Well, when we were talking about Pythagoras and his symbol, the five-pointed star, modern illuminated fraternities at this day say that their father is Pythagoras. And the secret societies that have surrounded that core, if I can use it sort of a pun,
yeah,
that is propagated to this day. That they hold that body of information intact. They don't pass it on until they find somebody who's elite and and theurgistically speaking, they have to fit into all the patterns that have demonstrated that there's something about that person that connects them with the higher forms of life that are out in space. And I'm talking about a rebellious angel influence, which is the core of what the Old Testament is talking about. There's something about certain people and their connection with the heavens. Steve was also talking about compiling information from different places, and that reminds me of the conference that's coming up in Wisconsin.
On the 25th, right?
Yeah, and I thought maybe I better say something about that before time goes on. It's called the God-Man-ET Conference. It'll be in Kenosha, Wisconsin at the university there, and I guess now it's sold out, but you can still benefit from this, I think, truly historic event. You can pre-order the videotapes of the lectures and the discussions. The lineup is great. Richard Hoagland is there, Hugh Ross, Paul Nelson, Mike Heiser, and I. And you can do that through the link on my site or Richard Hoagland's enterprisemission.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can call, if you don't have a computer, 1-800-350-4639.
Do you and Richard see eye to eye on Cydonia?
Well, I haven't had a chance to really work out the brass tacks on exactly everything that he believes and I believe in common.
Well, I think you both believe in the main issue, and the main issue is that there are indeed structures on the planet.
Yeah, it's still, I mean, it's such a wide open topic. You can study it. That's what the conference is about too, because we're breaking new ground. These things have to be looked at critically. And the Christian community has to look at it critically, too, because I think it is a hugely important aspect to their future.
Well, why does Hold on for a second. You, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Why does the Christian community have to look at it differently?
Well, there's this thing called eschatology in theology, and it's the idea of the science of what is coming. And in eschatology, we believe that there was a first advent of a Messiah, and that there'll be a second advent of a Messiah. And around that second coming, there's a lot of events that are not too pleasant. And one of them is a cataclysm for the earth, which we were talking about before, that the flood was a cataclysm. There seems to be a lot of extraterrestrial influence on this earth right now, along the lines of instructing people about a cataclysm that's coming.
Could it be Yellowstone blowing up?
That could be, very well could be a part of it, but I think it'll be a kind of a plethora of things. I think there'll be more than one thing happening at the same time.
And when you say same time, like within what period? Like within weeks of each other?
Within years, I think.
Okay.